Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nats baseball at 6:45 on Grant and Danny tonight. Charlie and Dave's pregame, a little over 10 minutes away. We're off in just a few. You just heard our cases representing our clients, me, May, Danny, Daniels. Now it's time for you, the jurors, to slam the gavel. What do you think? What team are you on? Team May, Team Daniels. Let's go to Chudy in Gainesville on the fan. What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so after hearing all the arguments, I'm going to have to go with Grant and go with Team Drake May. I think that Drake May has all the intangibles. I think he has the throws. I think the potential is actually slightly higher than Daniels simply because I think whatever pro stuff that you could get out of Daniels, you got out of 5 years. I think whatever potential he has left will pale in comparison to Drake May. I think Drake May has the strength and everything to do it. So, yeah, I'm on Monty May. So, thanks.
Let's go to Aveen in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. I am also Team Grant and Team Drake May. I just have a couple of quick counterarguments to what Danny was saying. Danny, that EPA number you keep saying, that number is really juiced up because Jaden Daniels threw a lot of these balloon pass deep balls to his all-star wide receivers, two first-round picks. And what we know about the NFL is that those throws are going to be way less available. That's the one thing NFL defenses are really good at, as taking away the over-the-top deep ball throws. So with Jaden Daniels, you have a guy who threw over the middle of the field at a historically low rate among quarterbacks drafted first round past 10 years. Only guy lower is Justin Fields. And you have a guy who almost throws exclusively from the pocket. There's this misconception he's like Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, but he barely throws outside the pocket, doesn't throw on the run, and also he's a reactionary runner. When he first senses pressure, his immediate instinct is to take off and run. This is just like a glaring injury risk. Like, we know the history of running run-heavy quarterbacks. They all miss games. They all have recurring injuries. Why would you want to walk into this?
Thanks, Aveen.
Good call, buddy. My only response is some of the EPA points are worth that.
So
that come from that.
My understanding when you kept referencing EPA was EPA on sacks or negative plays.
Well, there's two. There's EPA on sacks, but there's also expected points added, which his number was beyond
expected
absurd.
Points added, EPA. I thought did you have one on the sack?
Yes,
plays?
I had two separate.
So his EPA in general is no doubt. I mean, no one threw more wide open passes 25 plus yards downfield in the country than Jaden Daniels to two guys that are going in the top 15. But the sack one, I thought that one I'm not going to say is because of his receivers, right? Mm-hmm. But his overall value, yeah, he had three first-round men on his line and two top 20 wideouts. Not too shabby.
Absolutely. So, again, it's going to juice it somewhat, but the staggering lead he had, like the difference between 1 and 2 is greater than the difference between 2 and 15 in terms of EPA. So, yeah, some of it is due to that. The other part is his excellence. Right? Like, it's juiced some.
Yeah, I think it's juiced a lot by the value around
him. Fine, he's still number one by a lot.
He was the best player in college football this year. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. Like, just evaluating performance, important, fine. Like, for me, how you played in college this year it sounds like lower down the board than it is for you when I'm putting my list of things I care about together. But if you're asking me who was the best player in college football, Jaden Daniels, and it wasn't close. I was touting him to win the Heisman before it was cool about 5 weeks into the season. Stephon's in D.C. What's up, Stephon?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
I'm seeing Jaden Daniels all the way. I'm kind of hoping that they go with me because if he does struggle, I'm going to have to – I'm going to hate listening for the next couple of years, you guys. Crucifying every Monday, so that's my fear. But
well, if May struggles, you got to do the same thing. So at least you'll get your guy. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, but it's scary, you know, because I had to admit I was wrong with Robert when you guys were you know telling the truth about him. I was wrong with Chase when you guys were telling the truth about him. But I do know you guys had a little bit more information than you could divulge to the public. With this is something where we're kind of going in guessing. Just from watching the film and watching both of them play, to me, I hear all the analytics and all the stats. But with Jaden, from the footage that I've watched, and I mean, I've watched his every throw of last year. I've watched Chase Daniel break him down, Warner break him down. And some of the things that people are saying with him being a run-first quarterback, that's false. A lot of his sacks is because he's trying to continue through the progressions and gives guys an opportunity to get open. With Drake, I dig it. I dig everything that everyone loves about him. I just can't get over you were in a weak ACC. You got your teeth kicked in by Clemson. You got your teeth kicked in by North Carolina State. And your production from your great, was it his sophomore year, went down once teams got footage of him. So,
yeah, I mean, it wasn't like everyone acts like he was terrible. He had more yards passing and rushing the last 2 years than Daniels did. Having said that, though, I want to go back to a couple things you said. Number one, anyone who thinks Jaden Daniels is a run-first quarterback is wrong. My issue is occasionally he runs out of clean pockets, and when things break down after a first read, he scrambles too often. I would like you to kind of run, reset, Russell Wilson style, and now throw downfield out of the pocket. There's not enough of that for me. But if anyone doesn't think he can make the throws, doesn't think he's a talented passer, doesn't see arm talent, they haven't watched him. They just don't have a feel for what he is. What I will also tell you is we're doing a lot of analyzing the prospects ahead of tomorrow's draft.
Mm-hmm.
When they take Jaden Daniels, as of draft night, I think the discussion becomes – sure, that we're going to talk about some of the challenges, the negatives, whatever. But it is more about viewing the positive. Right now, we're picking these guys apart.
Right, because no football's been played for months.
Sure.
So this is what we do.
But
yeah,
we're trying to figure out who's the right guy to take. So I don't think, you know, your fear is like this negative assessment of Daniels. I don't think that's going to be the case unless it's just a disaster right away, a la, and I hate saying this because he's no longer with us, but Dwayne Haskins, where you could just tell right away this isn't going to work. I don't think that's the case. The worst case scenario, he's Justin Fields, you know, early on, where it's not very pretty. It's not aesthetically pleasing. He's not doing enough throwing the football, but at least he can make some plays with his feet.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was a shot at us or just people in general, but, like, sorry, the quarterback of the football team is going to get some attention.
I don't think it was a shot. I think his point is I don't want to hear people crushing the guy constantly.
Yeah, I'm all for patience, by the way. I don't know if I'm overly
not
so.
Fun. But I can say to you right now, my vow to you is, it's not going to be looking for flaws. How has the coverage of Dan Quinn been since they brought him in? I didn't like that hire. I didn't think it was a particularly good hire. I'm not going to sit here every day and remind people of that. It is what it is. We move along, and we make sense of the decisions he makes. Derek's in Woodbridge. What's up, Derek? Derek, you there? You will get nothing, and you will like it. Hicks in Arlington. Skip, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys, man? No, I'd say it's a coin flip. I mean, all the guys up there are great. But really, as a Washington fan, I'm born in Arlington, raised in Arlington, love the Skins, or watched them my whole life. The Heisman Trophy in Washington just doesn't sit well, man. I remember reading the post about Heath Shuler coming here, being all pumped. He was a flake. RG3, loved watching him play. Saw him get hurt in Seattle and get knocked out. And it's just one of those things. I don't think the Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah, I think there's a curse in Washington for a Heisman Trophy winner, and I think you got to go with Drake May. You just got to get away from that Heisman Trophy.
I don't believe in curses.
We got correlation at a minimum.
Let's squeeze in one more, waiting longest. Michael in Germantown, how are you?
How you doing,
buddy?
Yeah. So my thing is, I don't mind either quarterback, but particularly with Drake May, he kind of had the same scouting report as Sam Howell. So I kind of did like Sam Howell. I thought he could get better, but they moved him out. And so why would you draft Sam Howell, tall Sam Howell, as opposed to Jaden Daniels?
The only thing he and Sam Howell have in common, other than good arm strength, and Mays is better, I would say, is that they both played at North Carolina. People love doing that because they're Tar Heels. I think if Drake May played at UTEP or Wyoming or Alabama, you would not have heard him comp to Sam Howell, but that's just my opinion. That will have to be it for our jurors. We can slam the gavel. Nats play the Dodgers tonight. Before we get out of here on Grant and Danny, let's set the lineup and your pitching pairing for this evening, presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no-pressure in-home estimate at thewindowman.com. Fairfax Showroom.
Betting first. Superstar. Shortstop. See? Abrams batting second in left field. Jesse Winker batting third. The designated hitter, Joey Meneses. The cleanup spot. Hello. Second baseman, Luis Garcia batting fifth in right field. Please take note. Joey Gallo batting sixth doing the catching. Riley Adams batting seventh in center field. Eddie Rosario batting eighth at third base. Nick Senzel and batting ninth and playing first. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Trey Lipscomb.
Trey Lipscomb back in the big leagues.
New Jake position. Irvin on the bump.
He was not all that comfortable at third, but I'll throw him at first. Let him get comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Let him play every day. Let's do this thing. Enjoy the Nats game this evening right here on The Fan at 6:45. Jake Irvin, by the way, 12 innings.
It's been great.
Just one run allowed last two time start.
He's been really starts. Good, man, including a start last week against these Dodgers.
So there you go. Your pitching and lineups for tonight for your Washington Nationals. Got to thank Darius and Ryan for their hard work behind the scenes. Remember, tomorrow, short show because of the Nats, but then we're giving you a double dip. Second end of a doubleheader. We're at Dudley's in Shirlington, 7 p.m. all night long. First round NFL draft live show. So plan on coming out and hanging with us. Grant and Danny back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow on The Fan.
C.J. Abrams is him.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.